Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the After the Whistle podcast. You ain't seen me in a while, but Charlie, tell us out there, I will get wet for them. My name is Kyo. I'm joined today with gang. Van Gelder is here, Smiley is here, Corey is here, Crack. We've heard that Charlie, he's still moving around trying to find, you know, try to find a place to lock himself down. But we miss him and we hope we'll get to him next episode. So how you guys doing? Football is kind of over, right?
It's taking a little break.
How are we looking?
Just a little.
Oh, you moved there. You've been through the ringer this season.
At long last, the most terrible season of all time is over. At least for Man United fans, it's 99% over. So, left the last header.
I'm not okay because right now, I did the wonder. Right now, when football finish, what exactly are going to do? Are for the face real life problems without
every Saturday and Sunday,
bro? Like, what do you mean? I have to like touch grass. I want to just watch football. Leave me alone.
It was such a good thing to look forward to in the evenings, bro. If I don't say 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, some hefty match day, especially towards the end of the season. It's been hefty match after hefty match, bro.
The weeks where you have football Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday.
At the most, catch them at World Cup. They start from morning to evening. Right now, can't sit here. Transfer news, they can't start. Chelsea fans, they can't fight.
It's your season.
Charlie. Then they can't talk about transfers. You wish, well, I will get this player. Chala. Just kick the ball and let's start the next season, bro.
The ridiculous rumors have already started. Right now, I see Ronaldo Araujo being linked to Aston Villa. I say,
You know what they say? Aston Villa, they say they almost signed Barkley and things. Hey, boy.
Hey, I see that one too. Anyway.
Well, if we were to review what happened yesterday, long story short, Manchester City became four-time champions of the Premier League. Pep winning is what? Somebody forgive me that side because I stay clear of everything pertaining to what records he's broken. How many 90-something point season? How many times he pick and go the wire? All those things. It's just been a remarkable career that he has had whilst he has been employed at Manchester City. People can talk about the charges, which, you know, the city team have waiting for them whilst they are being sought after at the with the Premier League, 115 charges. But, you know, you can't deny the football, you can't deny the results, you can't deny the teams that he's built. Whether that would make Mark a stain on his career, really be left to the football faithfuls. Arsenal took them all the way to the last day. It was a valiant effort, and I think that's what the Premier League has been shaped to see these past couple of years, where although a team is dominating, you always find some one team that would always try and push themselves beyond what they are capable of. I mean, putting aside trolling and laughing at memes and all those things, Arsenal has seen progress from the time that Mikel Arteta has taken charge of the team. And even he has told them that, listen, this is the most amount of points that the team has accumulated in the history of the Premier League. And so even with a team like Liverpool too, where they lost it by 1 point, they also got to 90 points or something like that. Any other season, they would have won it. So it's a testament of the league. It's also a testament of the team that Pep Guardiola has built. And the other teams that have sought to, you know, challenge them, because Charlie, it's not been easy. Seeing coming from a United fan who has witnessed back to back league title wins, you know, it almost felt a bit too easy. But then you can see the drama which has encapsulated these past couple of years. Like Liverpool has risen from the ashes to become a dominant force in Europe in the Premier League again. Arsenal too are finding their feet. Whether Chelsea, United, Spurs, any of the traditional big six, and even these new teams who are even pushing, Aston Villa as well, who have even secured Champions League, it's a testament to how everyone is getting better and how everyone doesn't want to make mistakes. Because it will really be like, okay, fine, let's go and buy the best player from this side to see if we can keep passing. No, you have to deal with that problem that Pep has sort of created. And it just speaks to his brilliance that once you think that you've got him, he keeps on, you know, smacking niggas left, right, center. Because we were here when we started this running conversation, where we said, bro, these guys are going to just win every single game. And we're all here and we saw it.
Do you know how stupid that is? Like, what every single season. No. What I said to you, that's a stupid stat. Like, every single season, for the past, like, 8 seasons, when it catches this time, bro, leg on accelerator, like, there's no stop. They're just grinding out.
Been different win teams. After win. It's been different teams.
Thank you.
You have a core of players gone.
He changed so much last season. Like at the end of last season, so many players left, and still, dude, he won the freaking title with Doku and Nunes. And like, what the hell?
Why they come from my man? Why they come from my man? Okay, I think that's no Doku.
The most frustrating thing about this team is, see, they said they would do it. Like everyone's saying, oh, this would then they're not gonna drop points. Look, the hope was there because I was like, look, by all means, the law of averages, something must give. These niggas said, F that, bro. They want every single game to be close. Arsenal was so we're panting like hell across the finish line, man. Homies, these niggas were just purring. Purring. On the 38th game of the season, you're purring with the title on the line. Dude, that is mental.
We'll talk about the game, right? But what's crazy is no one ever doubted when they went a goal down whilst they were 2-1 up that, oh yeah, some drama go happen. Charlie, first minute is no folding bang. Like the first, I don't know whether it was the first shot or something, but like I put my head down just to load up Twitter because I knew it was going to be fun on there. I seen a goal. Actually, relax, yourself. The group of things.
No jeopardy, sorry, man. No sorry, drama.
Sorry, they no get. You see, somebody say law of averages. The law of averages. If we were the teams that in the work or no, somebody in the spirits they do trading. Law of averages no day that my equation is like. Like for me. Immediately, you guys lost to Aston Villa. Is this a then they back? I think they were even third at the time. But we say, oh, boss, ow.
Bro, they closed the door.
Mess up.
I mean, come on.
Mess up. Come on.
Mess up. Even goal difference. Dude, I think we finished on the same goal difference. My life.
Of course.
Dude, they closed the goal difference. That's always going to be an extra point nonsense.
If you want it to be an extra point,
how do you win against this?
You for do Liverpool them my own sum. If for be like 35.
Any matter.
For be like 35 goals.
Bruh, it makes no sense. If you want to beat them, you have to win what? 32 out of your 38 games or what? Or 33?
Yeah.
You have to win. You have to approach every game like you win, and we'll get to that.
I see how Liverpool felt that season before they went on to win it. We have felt that twice, bro.
That'd be why Charlie then give you Balu.
Bro, it's like yesterday. Like the boys tried. Don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing on the boys or anything, but Manchester City are a bit stupid. Like, how do you compete against this? A whole Premier League CEO say, you know, they go Manchester cost of 115 charges. You say, no one did it. You know, one present them the trophy.
Make you
like,
yeah,
see, how if we just allow this he team goes, to just he, like, he didn't vex me.
If he won't go sit mass, if it be mass, he won't go sit safe. At the end of the day, the trophy, you know, you will take give. You see, that would be my team. He come now, we say, we see the vision. We say, make we win on our last Premier League now before this guy.
I want to ask start. You a question. Who for here see the Man Trophy lift picture?
Why anybody they watch that?
You see me in my whole life. No, I just never watched.
You nobody has seen it.
I've never seen them lift the trophy. What are you watching?
From the first title in 2012. From the first title in 2012, I never watched a single one of their trophy lift.
No.
I watched that Company one. The one where Company bang, was it Leicester?
Leicester, that long.
Because then when he did left, you know, he went up with him. You know, it felt a bit too much.
Even if you think back to those CC seasons, dude, they didn't even play with luck. It's not like, oh, it was a lucky go away, make them win.
Bro,
they have won. They have categorically won every single trophy that they have earned.
What do you mean with the talk? Then they call Saints. That's what you mean.
How is your centre back? How is your centre back banging that long kind of goal to win your title? How is your right back, Vadio playing such? Your left back playing right footed shots with that kind of ferocity? Come on. This is not normal.
First of all,
we are not living in
address him correctly. How is your center back that you have turned to an improvised left back? Bro,
they fit make those runs. They fit find the presence in the box.
You know what I'm saying? Like, score finesse goals
it's
alone.
It's not normal. You see, these guys are causing such rifts. Either Messi than Ronaldo. Pep is causing rifts in the managerial zone. Messi Ronaldo can't spoil statistics.
He resets football right now, as you see it. Because we're looking at teams with draws.
How many draws does he get right now? 36 or what?
I've stopped the count. All I know be say... In his 15, I think he's been in 15 league campaigns. He's won 13. That'd be obvious, no.
And so the statistic I saw was true. 36. This is who we are going up against in the legal. How is this met? He's trivialized the legal. He's trivialized.
No. I mean, you can see it's one of two ways. He's that good, so it will look almost trivial. But like, if you look at the improvements around it, because I think the same thing even kind of happened in Germany, where when he went. German football was known to be a particular type of way. As soon as he came, everyone changed their football. Now, Bayern is always going to be Bayern because of the financial gap between the other teams. So, obviously, if you have someone like Xabi coming in right now to come and, you know, reset the reset which happened when Pep was there and actually focus on the football side of things. Even Dortmund have stepped their game up. Leipzig in recent seasons too have been kind of pushing a bit. Which other team?
Stuttgart as well this season.
So yeah, Premier League, for all the rushing way we did rush, it just shows that actually people have to get their shit right. Because I can bet you that if it was during like the tail end, let's say even Mourinho's second coming or whether I was there. The football wasn't that great at that time. It just be say, Charlie, if it be big team, it be big team. So if you go, you can steamroll them based off of lack and fear factor and all those things. But right now, Charlie, people, they play ball. And
everybody,
it's very, very evident. It's very, very, very evident.
To play ball.
In teams like
Brighton.
In teams like
Aston Villa.
Brighton. Aston Villa.
Crystal Palace,
when they just got Glasner. Like, I'm sure Mateta's left ground, he won't make the season continue because he's the head and he just
bad. This purple patch?
11 and Yubab, 10.
Yubab, tail end of the season. Right now, wait, Charlie, like, if you start the ban from January, if you can't catch it, you'll see, like, another big team is looking at him. But then right now, Euros are coming up, so maybe he may get a look for the Euros as well. You don't know. But everyone, they play ball. And that's only because of the amount of quality which exists at the top right now. So it's just about breaking that glass ceiling. Oh, Chairman, we didn't have discussion for here before. We don't even go into the main topics.
The guys as he did other leagues, then they talk so if you think of in teams get money for us, everybody. He comes City. Charlie, yes, they have money. But United also have money. Chelsea also have money. Arsenal also have money. Liverpool, my owners be prepared, but them get money. Aston Villa have money. Even
pause.
Nottingham Forest
pause.
Get money.
Pause. This money argument, they vex me. Pause.
No. Why they vex you?
No, because you for consider the times at which he bought those players.
No, it's not about the...
If you say he spent 1 billion, now you are thinking about maybe 90 million signings.
No. The points I'm making is not even about money. It's about what you do with the money. That's the point I'm making. Say everybody get money.
Pep made that point. I thought it was crap.
I don't think it's crap.
What?
Oh no! As for the money, time,
what that team was able to afford to pay players. To get certain types of players out of teams, he weakened other teams in the same as he was building his.
You see, bro. Who did he
weaken the league? Because the team that he inherited at the time was Otamendi.
Manchester City started that thing.
Pep.
He inherited De Bruyne, Aguero, Sterling,
David Silva.
My point is the team already.
You see, the thing we see, the point is, one, he has made it evidently clear that it's no longer enough to say we are a big team and we have money. Even the structure of your team is important. That'd be one of the
first things. I'll give it to him.
Secondly, the coaching where they happen for your team, you know.
Along with the spirits,
of your first team.
Let's bear also in mind matters. The spirits, Vanguard. Let's bear in mind the spirits.
Not be every team go fit. Liverpool. If them start, you never walk alone for that. Then call them as saints with that. United, they no get saints. They must saints. Come for camp as umbrella. They must stadium. So.
This shot will be necessary.
Arsenal right now, it'd be like now then they build a shrine, give them Chelsea there. We want to see if they Roman in bank account is, and if they open up, we will get one at team back. So everybody gets it, but if we have
the war end, so if I pray to the war go end.
Oh, that's why I begin to go on my knees and I tell God, say, please, God, please bring peace into the world. Make Putin's heart calm down. But on a more serious note, right now, look, at Crystal Palace, they were like 15 for 16. And they went for a manager who won the Europa League two years ago. That same manager, Bayern wanted him, if the reports are to be believed. Bayern wanted
him.
They still
want him now.
Then say 200 million. Take put ground or left.
Yeah, but that is some serious release clause for
don't
manager.
Don't forget to. Yeah, no, but I mean, it's stupid. We just got the manager maybe, 2 months ago. All of a sudden, you don't want the guy. Why?
I get big club. I get big club.
Like, he's coming to compete. It's not what Palace is competing in. He become Champions League. He become poker.
See, like right now, I think the Premier League is at its highest level in terms of coaching. Like, coaching. Even for smaller teams, Charlie, or so-called smaller teams.
Yeah, even for smaller teams.
If Brentford come, you're there, they say, then will cause you problem. Forget, wallahi, then will cause you problem.
Dude, Brighton sacked De Zerbi. Like, Brighton. Listen
it'll be mutual consent. I mean, we always know.
No, he left.
He's sacking back.
You see, the point Vangelis is making is true. Even Brighton, who came up from Championship, has managed to stay in the Premier League quietly to the point where they had De Zerbi as manager. That's the same level, in my opinion, as Ancelotti going to Everton.
I'll give you another one. Bournemouth said that a lot of people touted that they will go down.
See what Areola do this season.
It'd be something where I read, say, Arteta in then Pep all day from the same region in Spain.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same all day there.
He's also one of those up-and-coming Spanish, young Spanish managers. Villa say, you know what, we vex. What be there? Unai, Kanye.
Good evening.
Unai, Emery, come no.
Good evening.
They say, who be our sporting director? They mention them, they say, we sack you. Monchi, come at. Kanye can't join your boy for a year. Think about it for a second. Like,
Aston Villa had that pull.
Teams are having the mindset, like, the mind, owners right now, owners is saying, it's not just about money. We have to actually do some thinking.
And honestly, I don't want to take it to United, but let me just take it for a second. the gods are in the Glazers' favor when they decided, now that they decided to sell the footballing parts of the club off to somebody who actually wants to run the football. Because I can bet you, if they were, if John Mertle was still there, or if Eduardo was still there, bro, this season will be way yawa than we anticipate, that we saw. Next season too, like, it just will be more yawa. Because if this man in talent ID way like, if they can't go face them, tell them, say, or they would have even sacked him by now, and then try and bring somebody else, and it'll be rinse and repeat of the same problem. Not to say that Ten Hag still can't lose his job, but it's very evident that, Charlie, you can't run a club without some form of structure.
No.
Do you know the thing that pains me about United, or that is sweet for me, that is this is what United are going through? You who have the money. Like, you have the money, even if you don't have the money. Like, you guys got deep freaking pockets. That's what I give it to United. If United, and that's why Pep talked that this thing, because true, United has spent money, but the kind of people you have spent the money on, man. I don't understand how the team has still not managed to evolve with the number of managers you have been through and the number of players that have passed through. I don't understand how the team from at the point where there wasn't Fergie there when the Glazers were there.
Yeah.
Oh, the Saints were
Fergie within at that time. Everything.
You see, that's the thing. That's the transition that they failed to do, because the Glazers came in about 2003, and when they came, the whole structure was Fergie. Everything they go through Fergie, and they were comfortable with it, because Fergie, there, he, if you give him big money, he will win for you. If you give him small money, he will win for you. He didn't need much to work. So it was a very convenient arrangement, because you had very chiseled owners and a manager who could work with anybody. When Fergie was leaving, what they should have done in that transition period was to restructure the club. But they thought, oh, and it'd be plug and play. Anybody you take come, you go just go continue. So he didn't take him Moyes. And also, Moyes wasn't the first choice. That's one thing that people forget. Pep was first choice. They also approached Ancelotti. They also approached Klopp. All of them have come out to confirm that they were all approached. But something kept, like, it didn't happen.
So they all bounced. So
Moyes was probably like fourth or even fifth choice. Maybe somebody else day away. You know, if he come out, he has come talk, see, they approach him. But then they thought that, oh, it was a title winning team. If you hand them to Moyes, he just go continue. He no go shake the boat too much. He just will continue things. And that's where everything just fell apart.
Let's just talk about the 2023-2024 season. And, you know, who would you like seeing? So we'll do like a quick team of the season, right? I'll mention the position that you all will give me your selection as to who you think is where, right? I have some stats here, which I can easily pull up just to see whether you people, you do any research or you take items.
hey. See, sometimes when we just tell you, see, the stats don't match the eye test, okay?
Make we start from goalkeeper. Corey, may I go start? So it will be Corey, Smiley, Van Gelder. Because Corey will give me sweet, Smiley will give me small, so Van Gelder will give me something as well.
Oh, yeah, Raya. I'll give it to Raya.
So you give it to Raya. Oh, you know, you're biased, so I don't even go ask you.
Don't let me be biased, but you be biased.
Wait, ask you. All your players could be. Wait, all your goalkeepers.
No.
Hey, sorry, I said all your goalkeepers. All your players could be Arsenal players.
No.
Arsenal players.
Let me ask you now.
No, the whole team is not Arsenal.
Okay.
The whole team is not Arsenal. You ask me who I like as a goalkeeper, I call my goalkeeper.
But okay. So your argument is if you win Golden Glove, that'd be your argument.
No, last year, the
girl win Golden Glove. So, like, last year, if we do,
where
I like
the big
girl. Ayo, me,
the girl. Smiley, I'm goalkeeper.
Because me, I don't know if you think of anybody, I will get on to Raya too.
Fucking guy.
As for the agenda, but... As for the agenda.
It's for everything.
Me, I get keeper give you.
Uh-huh.
Do that.
Aston Villa, they my goalkeeper. No, Villa, they my goalkeeper. What be
names? Martinez.
Emi Martinez, yes.
Yeah.
Emi Martinez.
I think according to stats, he statistically is the goalkeeper of the season, but me, I will give him to Lucario.
You'll be fucking guy.
Why? No. Spurs this team, that high line with them play, that boy overperform.
He overwork. He work out.
He overwork.
Kill, overwork. Kill, so is, kill, yeah. Wait to kill. This Vicario pick, he gets some damning stats. He conceded serious set pieces.
Yeah, no, he doesn't know how to come out.
Yeah, you don't know commanding box. You don't know commanding box. But then after now, that'd be something where they what be the name? May I just talk about short save? Like if we're talking about stopping, agility,
yeah, okay.
Yeah, short stopping, like but, challenge.
But short stopping, even pick 4D.
Oh man, wow.
For England wow. Don't get options like that. All right. Maybe go to you can start right back.
Oh, right back there, be simple.
You don't be your captain, no. Right now, where you come, you get right away, go. So you I just relax.
Not my captain. I don't talk my captain. But you
can't talk
my
Logusto.
Simple. Put your right back on the table. Malogu, it be simple. Make you no argue. It be simple. Malogusto, make you move on.
In a very chaotic season for Man United, one of our most consistent players has been Dalo. Solid in defense, solid in attack. He has a right balance of both.
How many assists to get?
Yeah, 5.
At the checks. My own get 9. Take your own puts away.
I don't care.
Corey, so, yeah. Basically, we get 2 right backs. Corey, support my own social go.
Everybody's checking them out.
This guy, dear.
He's not even a right back.
Do I have to be?
Where he played this? Where he played the 38 games? Which position he played?
I left out for them.
I have other players.
Okay. It'll be cool.
I will take it white. Because if they talk like consistency.
Why you put the dude that?
No, consistency.
Consistency.
Those fullback positions, then. If you take a City player, it don't really make sense. Because like they shuffled around the season. And then just to push them out, fullbacks into the box past them. But somebody where he will fit attack, somebody where he will fit defend.
Then the answer there will be simple. Then if for be Malo Gusto, it's his first season in the league. Think about it for a moment. He's only like 19 or so. He just turned 20 yesterday.
So we just do eye test today or what?
Master, the stats there. Take the stats.
Okay.
Uh-huh. With the rep remover. If you put the one do this. Listeners, you fool CEO. Then they do boys.
Let's just do center backs. So if you want to do pairing, cool. So Corey, if I'm not saying Saliba days, so we deliver if I for take
both
give
Saliba and Gabriel.
Listen to me.
That is not my whole team. It's not my husband's on Arsenal. I have to be very honest. It's not. But I'm calling the players that, in my opinion, were the best defenders. We had the best defensive record in the league. You cannot just leave them out. So, Saliba and Gabriel.
I don't add left back.
We don't catch left back yet. So, continue.
Sorry.
Saliba and Van Dijk.
You want Thiago Silva awards?
If you can't mention somebody as you or disaster you or something, I'm going to slap you to the back.
No. Guys, they are bullying me. No. Actually, this one, it will be Gabriel and Saliba. Because the reason why I won't go Saliba and Van Dijk is both of them, they take aura, they defend. So two aura defenders there, it'll be a problem. It'll be a big issue. They don't fit.
It no be so, line up where they go play actual match. It just be line up, say who perform pass who.
I think that the Arsenal pairing were the best defenders in the league, the best centre backs in the league. Let they do your face like that. Just because I'm actually I not biased.
Wow, all your team is Arsenal.
but already you mentioned four players. All the Arsenal players, make you know them.
Yes, but we were second. There's a reason because they performed well.
The team that dropped first, we don't mention them. Because
they didn't have the best defense in the league.
Fair enough.
Maybe we hear the rest of the team and we'll see how many of the first place.
If they can't talk, give you all back.
Saliba than Van Dijk. Actually, no. I take that back. I'll do Saliba and Braithwaite.
Yeah, I'll be true. Yeah. Everton, so, center back, that kid, you know.
So what? Left back now.
Yeah.
Left back. And Corey.
Left back. I'm a little torn here. It's between Akanji and Vardio.
Mm-mm. Error. Wrong.
That'd be error.
I'm at left back there. The answer be one.
And I'll probably give it to Vardio.
Ake played more left back than Vardio Ayawe. But it'd be cool.
No, but me, if they talk about outputs. It'd really be real. So you say who? You say in. So
okay, sorry. Okay. Sir. Me, my own be simple. Ryan Aitnuri, Wolves, the my left back. He be the best left back for the league. Ryan Aitnuri, he be the best left back this season.
Okay.
Me, I'll give it to Robinson, Fulham's left back. Is it Anthony?
Yeah, Robinson. I forget nobody will call out.
Top guy. Even honorable mention, Crystal Palace to the Maleva will be in a Mitchell. It will be a good one.
Yeah. Because, Charlie, if you like the Euros, there, Charlie, therefore, spec up people that are team. So. But, all right. Midfield, I think we'll all basically agree on like the same three people. Unless you people will go left.
Imagine that three make we see something. What
would be the formation? Would they do 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1?
I did a 4-3-3.
Okay.
All right.
A very attacking
4-3-3
for me.
Gerda, you too.
My main 4-3.
DM. I think we can all agree. So now I don't want to make you chair for top. But everybody, make you just talk out quick.
Rodri.
Okay, Van Gelder,
Rodri.
Smiley Rodri.
Rodri.
We are Rodri. Okay. Cool. So now that your two CMs, so. Now, Corey, I have the slight inclination to go for two Arsenal players.
I'm actually not. Let's cool down.
Okay, you talk
about two. One be folded.
So,
because that guy's.
You go put up for the middle.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
In front of Rodri, he go sit there. The other guy will give to Odegaard.
Charlie, that'd be quite tight. It's not as physical, but if you believe in, I think that's like we do Foden and Rice.
Nah.
But Foden, like what Odegaard does.
Funny enough, that's the same midfield I had. Odegaard and Foden.
And Foden, right? Go be freaking nasty.
Me, I have Van Gelder. Make I just talk my own.
Talk you.
Rice and Palmer. I don't want to put Palmer for the wins. I don't make him they float around.
Then say where he played the season. That'd be where he for take the player puts.
Who say
where
that he, season?
You know, here at the time of the talk, say Rice will be the best right back. There's White will be the best.
It'd be me, my team of the season. So I'm gonna put Palmer for there. This is actually
very funny, but for me, it's actually Rice and Odegaard. Them two are go pair plus Rodri. Rice and Odegaard. Because Rice, if you do that box to box vibe, you know, make Rodri just sit. Rice go do the box to box. Then Odegaard they open the channels give boys. Nobody go beat me where food in the. If we catch there, I go mention where food in the.
Okay.
He did inside there, but he did somewhere.
All right, so.
Chastise for choosing Arsenal players. Me was everybody pick Arsenal. Oh, what is?
No. You see, the truth, not there. Yeah. It be one. Like, you this year, your players did very well in some positions. But me, I don't understand why White be the best right back, give you people.
Sleep.
Raya so, like this. He knows start the season safe, but it will be cool. Make we just continue.
So make me talk left wing.
Why we don't do our front three?
Just make we do our front three. Make them decide front where three. They go play.
Front three. So me I will go for Foden, Eze, then Watkins.
Eberechi Eze.
You guys don't talk.
No, you see, Let's say he hurt too much. That'd be why. But Crystal Palace winger,
Eze was hurt as well. A lot of the time.
Nah, but I think he
but
came
he
back
quicker than Olise. He was more available than Olise.
And who's to say what would have happened if Glasner came earlier instead of
defensive striker? No good they play, by Biku.
Because he was their maverick. He was their maverick when Hodgson was there.
Mm.
And even now, SF Cried, and if it gets some kind of results, be I mean, SF Cried, they last week for home.
Hey,
so sorry, yeah, did my mind talk. It'll be Olise where he gives that, where he gives the free kick.
Olise. But yeah, but not this season though. Let me just say, why no celebrate? Say, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah, I'm just doing my job.
Give some fake aura for the
Ekumusa. Hey, the aura they did it. If you get that aura for your right wing, like by now, Anthony.
Yeah, so for the left, is it the Watkins? Because Charlie, the playmaker team where he go get there, Charlie, be vibe.
Okay.
Funny enough, I chose Watkins as well.
Yeah, I didn't go Watkins, but I'm going Foden, Palmer, and Isak. That'll be my front three.
Foden, Palmer, and Isak. Don't substitute. I'll substitute Wacky for Isak. Because Charlie, he balled this season. He balled fucking.
Yeah, ball. Watkins ball.
He balls.
Like, really this balled. One, it just be pure.
What?
It be pure preference. That be the truth. It be pure. Preference. You know, ball. Yeah. It just be pure preference. I just think Isak is the most superior striker. That be why I'd go plus Isak. I mean, you can swap it with Watkins and it'll still work. But yeah,
so make Rana plus you then.
I'm going with Son. Son, Watkins, and Palmer.
Son.
Yes.
From like February, Son. I don't see that guy again. One lie.
He actually had a good season.
Wait, what are you talking about? Who does
Son hung mean?
Son. Okay. Watkins and who?
Son, Watkins, and Palmer. Cool, Palmer.
Palmer. Charlie Palmer to also ball. Okay. All right, so Smiley, I don't know whether you give me graphics for.
Corey still.
I can Corey on me. I hear Saka. He's just Martinelli.
Yeah.
Saka Martinelli,
I didn't have Ricky Brokaw for that. He was people pick my players too. I pick Palmer, but I pick Saka.
Hey, the baby, you start boy there for representing.
Star boy, Limpopo.
30 plus goals and assists. Come on, man.
Limpopo, where you for represent?
Oh, big people left the boy alone, then they kick and make it on limp.
Will we tell your manager to make you no sign right winger? Mm-hmm. Every year, will they tell you sign right winger? You know they sign up. You know we will do.
Don't worry, one is coming.
Kaish. We are sorry, sir.
Guys, let's make some money. Want to give your mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep them going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Well, your answer is just two taps away. Yes, introducing TapTap Send, the go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download TapTap Send from your app store and send money as easily as you can say TapTap. Thank you for TapTap, our sponsor.
So, again, I'm going round. This one, I can give like a short talk if you want to. We are doing player of the season. And watching how many 419 games, which were on TV, at least for us anyway, because people in the UK, they don't get aura like we. They fix everything.
Hate watching today, Mong.
but in watching all those games, which player has, you know, gone above and beyond and have stood out to each of you? Again, it's all preference, or it can be stats based, or it be eye test, however you want.
Do you think we should leave out some players?
Maybe player of the season, so maybe who you want, you know, Charlie.
No, as in leave out some
people so we can't.
Because I'll give you an example. Foden is a standout player of the season.
Yeah.
He was also selected player of the season. So I want to leave him out. so that you have to pick somebody else, like, because those guys were
got it.
In that case, we'll have to leave out
Palmer and Foden.
Selected
as young player of the season and player of the season.
I have three players that we should leave out. Four. Foden, Palmer, Rodri, and Odegaard. That makes it harder. Now pick.
Yeah, out of I can the agree list. With that.
I was going to pick Rodri, so right now you spoil my.
So right now you for think then Kai Kai who play yeah, for
honestly. I agree with that.
Honestly, me, I just will start. And me, this is pure preference. And honestly, I started out hating the guy, but like, seeing game, I see some interviews where I see saying, like, he will go far. Anthony Gordon.
Them.
The amount of scrutiny, where this guy gets, because you know, the English players there, Charlie, and honestly, I think these new batch of England internationals there, it's a different mindset. Like the ball, they won't study them, they won't play them, they won't actually perform. And I don't know whether you guys watch Gary Neville's show, The Overlap, or Stick to Football.
I don't listen to that man.
This one, you hate to watch.
He's a useless pundit. He's actually good
because he talks to players.
Let's move on. I don't listen to him, but say what you want to say about him. He's a useless pundit and a useless manager. Sure.
I'm just saying, I watched an interview which he did with Anthony Gordon, and I came out of that interview very impressed at the type of young player that he is. He knew from the jump that everything wasn't going to give him, everything wasn't going to get him to where he wanted to get to. So, I highly rate Eddie Howe. Now, injuries this season, I think a bit of bad form, you know, probably derailed them. And I think them handling Europe too as well. Because, Charlie, money day, but you know if you spend that money, where you for Sansa perform. So, coming into an environment like that.
Manchester City's thing was unfair. But go on.
Yeah. So, him coming into that team and not only establishing himself as a starter, because if you are that young, you know, they pay that much money for you, but you for sure I'm out. Day in, day out. Wait, for him to come out of that as like, Charlie, big games he did perform, you know, his numbers too, as a young winger, no be too bad. Because I shall say, as compared to the contemporaries, he did top them. Garnacho, I feel like he should be higher, but then, Charlie, his output, it's just a little bit low. He took more chances this season, but then he forfeit to see himself as a creator more than a finisher. So, I would take Anthony Gordon as my player of the season, given the circumstances and, you know, the team that he found himself in and how he had to prove himself. I mean, Eddie Howe, if the United job ever go for go to him, I would be back 100%. After that, I'm not going to lose him.
Look, you're giving player of the season, like, you see how American Idol and America's Got Talent, somebody will come with some sad story, like, oh, Charlie, I came from a very poor background, and I had to struggle.
Same man talk Idol sad story.
If you exclude all those people, you say they exclude Saka, Palmer, Rodri.
Palmer, Foden, Rodri,
and Odegaard.
I will take you Saliba.
Saliba.
Good shout.
I don't get any plenty explanation. You know that. Saliba.
This is second full season, right? Corey.
Yes. He played every minute of every game.
He played every minute. No, he played, I think it was just under. He not beat the Dixon record.
He played 38 games.
Yeah, he played all the 38. Yeah.
Oh, he played all the league. Okay.
I feel like Van Gaal will give speech.
So make courage.
All I want to add is that let the record reflect that this time he played the whole league where you still no win. Last year, they'll see
me. That'll
be
why.
It better be cool. Well, let me move on.
Let's move on. You are playing against Spirit. You say you played the whole season. You know. Anyway, my play of the season, I used to underrate the guy. Like, at first, I didn't used to rate him, but he has shot me up beyond. He scored my team. He make we lose the title safe, to be very honest. So I would take him Watkins. Because that guy, for what he did in terms of a striker producing 19 assists and also scoring goals, crucial goals, he was a handful for the best of defenders. He balled. I think he missed maybe two or three games with injury around the Christmas time or something like that. But I'm giving it to Watkins, man. That he's I loved everything he did this season, except what he did to my team. But yeah.
Well, for me, this has been a very tough one because, just like Smiley, for me, Cole Palmer is the best player in the league. But since we can't choose Cole Palmer, this might shock you guys, though. But I'm actually going for.
Yeah.
Make everybody do. Make everybody.
Jackson.
Enzo.
Why you open a room like that? And you don't make anybody forget the player I named. Alexis McAllister. I'll go Alexis McAllister.
What
are we with Jimmy? My name's
Jimmy. I have to talk that to
you. You know me, Smiley.
Oh, shit.
He tried to say that in his breath, man.
No, Wallahi, if that guy know the Liverpool, like, then go finish like eighth this season. If not for that guy, he dragged them to the third position. Like, considering how much he cost them, like 32 million or something like that, the kind of football that he played. Me, then, I'm not saying he'd be a good player. I didn't think he was this good. Truth to everyone. I didn't think he was this good. But watching him this season, and I know that Freddie, they can't base me while me and my team, they buy bomb, but we need to make you go talk to endoscopy. But playing alongside Endo and still finding some way to make an impact in his team, I think that, personally, I think Alexis, out of the, if we jade the five people we talk about, the four we talk about before, then for me, McAllister was the best player in the league this season.
Sure what? As soon as she said that, something came to my head. We need to do underperformers. Because somebody who really underperformed way, he shocked me.
Me Sabolai. That guy.
Sabolai. I expected... Gravenbach. I expected a lot more from what... I see why he was dropped at Bayern.
He's not tactically disciplined. He doesn't also put in... He doesn't put in enough effort.
They came from Bayern. They sell him to Bayern from Ajax or wherever they sell him from.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say Szoboszlai?
No. Gravenbach.
Okay.
He was one of the underperformers. I expected a lot more from him this season. I expected him to terrorize the league and the way he carries the ball and things, but...
Let's just say one season adaptation. So yeah.
Okay, but who be Saudi bound?
Me, he said one and a half seasons. One. By the way.
No. He just came last summer. He just came in the summer.
What you did sure? Them send?
Yeah.
They know the free buy. They know their money.
They don't get money buy anybody. No way. They say not. As we get Casillas, we make we just buy endoscopy then grab him back. That be all.
All
right, so with the team of the season out of the way, make everybody just talking manager of the season. Now, obviously, you don't even go make our
intro. I was going to give it to Unai Emery anyway.
Unai Emery with the manager of the season.
I was going to give it to Unai anyway, bro.
Why you don't go take him out? He moved.
It's with bitterness in my heart to be at a talk, but he tried.
Oh, the bitterness moved there. Good day, your heart check.
I have to be unbiased in this respect. No, I have to give it to him.
If we go Pep, Because Charlie, the four in a row, it's not something I ever wanted to see. But
he is not normal. You people, he can't go to Pep.
It's happened. No, Pep, no, it has happened. Charlie,
Pep, the reason why I can't give it to him is because it'd be very simple. At the beginning of the season, who you'd expect to go in the title? You Pep. So if you win him,
No. We'll get to at the camp. Somebody in the history of this tournament has done it three times back to back to back. That one safe cry, it was like the same team or the core of the same team. This guy has done it back to back to back to back to back, all while changing his team. Me say the standards where he sets for that club, it not be anything where anybody go for replicate to. Sansu, every single fucking time from when did we start the countdown? March.
December.
No, from December. That one, they go for have some slip up. They go for have some slip up. December, they've had some slip ups before. If they can match, or let's say late February.
February is safe. It's not about the same, Charlie.
Where your man forgive perfect run. He will give you perfect run. It not be near perfect. Not be just as... Bro, full pedal on the... He's done it four times. Four times. Unai Emery, yeah. Got Aston Villa to the Champions League. Cool. You know, good evening. Cool. You know, Villa playing football. Cool. This guy has chopped and changed his team because it's not be like, say, the players have got tired of winning. They said, I wanted to leave here. And the club will never ever tell them, oh, we'll win some more, so you stay. They said that, nah, I want to get the fuck up out of here. They said, I bet. Brought in other people and was still able to win. Has also managed to at least bring one person from the academy through just to be a world beater. So, for all the things you people they talk about, yeah, we don't want to give them an order there, Charlie. Four in a row there is nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, so, somebody will give Pep in props there, not me. I never over my dead body.
This Thursday, I didn't like how fast.
Say to Gary Neverland. Never ever. Charlie.
See, make I tell you. The same way we catch player of the year, we jail some people take put side. That'd be how we get manager of the year. We take
the managers that be 20 pair.
That'd be why we take Pep put side. So we pick from the 19.
There'd be 20 where ideally 4 pair only go get them.
Where that'd be why
we promote Pep from inside and pick from the 19. That'd be why we promote
Pep from inside. So the 19 for truth. Where me?
Messi win every trophy. He win all the medals, so he'd be the best player now.
Take
Pep from inside. Yeah,
they give Sean Dash before they give Pep safe.
I should go take him. You talk to Naomi already. Your mother. We move on. You've had two weeks without me. You think I did? I wasn't watching. You run free right now. I'm back.
Please, I beg. Make I just talk.
Sean Dyche
be the manager of the season because then tear them like what 8 points. Wait and still
they reduce some later, but still like they were safe for a long time before the season.
First and take six.
Six, then a further two.
Wait and take two, so 8 points.
Yeah,
no, but they reduce. I'm reducing the team right now.
No.
They reduce the 8-6. Wait them, son, add them again.
10-6.
Hey, 10.
Oh.
10-6. Give them separate charge. That one be 2 points. So you get 8 points deduction. Where even in that 8 points, that able to take give them, like you go drop 12. Make you no move. Hey, my manager, yesterday, see the way Arsenal breast.
Who's going to talk Emery?
Everybody is talking to me. I say, Emery be good shot. Emery be good shot. No, you catch me say. I talk everywhere. Wow, the manager be Sean Dyche.
Actually, the note here at 8, then will be 1 point of Crystal Palace in 10th place.
My manager.
So, like, then go day 11 there.
My manager be that.
That's top 10.
My manager be that.
Gotta give it to him. And he had Calvert-Lewin as striker. That guy has scored like 2 goals in like 10 years.
Bro, actually, hold on. I had the you people talk because like I put up some like I can't test you people to see whether you can forget something, but I read some damning stat about E. So you people talk because you talk. Let me just pull this up.
Kavelowin, what about that you get it be true? Well, lie, it be true.
Oh yes, it's no, true. No. I'll believe bro, anything you say.
Every time you say he scored 2 in like 53, it be true.
So his the worst record compared to XG. He gets 7 goals this season, but he had an XG of 12.9.
Jesus.
So, yeah. And it was 73 shots, 0.18. Charlie, his expected goals there was bad.
73 shots and 0.18.
But he is not the worst individual performance compared to XG. Would you guys like to guess who that is?
Oh, but the answer be clear. Ibn Nunes. Ibn Nunes. That's how we clear.
Chaos ball. Chaos ball.
I know his name.
Chaos ball.
That's how they Ibn Nunes. Where Chaos he ball. Deputy, either in deputy Jackson. Jackson did Nunes in back of the line. Jackson did top small. I go shock. What?
Yeah, probably.
Nunes then goes on Jackson.
You, before we wrap up this Premier League team, because the way always somebody they like mentions on team, and I just want to mention team as well. I bet you guys go figure guess which team had the worst record of discipline this whole season, amounting a whole 120. how many cards have you get? 120 something cards.
Plenty.
I bet you people go figure guess. You people go figure guess which team that's.
It be me, my team be that Chelsea football club with this.
Oh. The highest.
How many cards did they get?
Over 100 cards, bro. 100 and something.
It's over 100 cards.
Bro,
yeah,
like by match week 10, then Jackson already get 9 yellow cards.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
But that's because, you know, this is in the brother petulance thing. So if you are petulant, no yellow.
So your team not in respect, essentially.
They don't respect at all. They don't be disciplined.
It shows in your character.
You make you wrap up. Make you wrap up with some 2 more segments. All right, guys. So obviously, whilst with the title win was going on, a number of Manchester City players were being interviewed, and player of the season, Rodri, was I think asked a question pertaining to how they were able to do it.
So far, scored them a player of the season. So far, score player of the season.
Most of them are a player of the season. Most of them want to play off this season. But yeah, you people won't get... Smiley, can you give the quote? Because me, if... I try to look for the exact quote.
I don't give the exact quote, but basically he said that the reason why Arsenal lost the title was because when they faced City, they approached that game with the intention of drawing the game. They didn't go and face City with the intention to win. So that was what showed their mentality, and it showed that like they weren't thinking as winners or something. Because for City, they go into every game trying to win. Okay. But
all right, so let me just say the full quote. So you think of talking up to sports, and you said that it came down to the mentality of the two teams. Arsenal, you said this is a quote. Arsenal also. They deserve praise. They had an unbelievable season, but I think the difference was in here, pointing to his head. And he highlighted the time that Arsenal came to the Etihad and were looking for the draw. So he said, when they faced us at the Etihad, I saw them. I said, these guys, they don't want to beat us. They just want a draw. And that mentality, I don't think we would do it the same way. And we caught up to them in the title race. At the end, if you give us 1 point, we will win the last 7. 8 games, even though it's so tough. So I think it shows our mentality. Now, obviously, this will get some people thinking and talking because a league isn't won just by one game. It's lost. It's lost. It can't be lost by one, but I don't think it's won by one. So accumulation of points over and over and over and over and over and over. So if Arsenal would say that the way they lost the league was probably Villa. That's why I think a lot of Arsenal fans would agree that the league was lost. But it shows you the clear difference of perspective from a team that is constantly winning from a team that's trying to win. Because if we are even talking to United, if we as United are looking for positives for a season, We won't find it. But a coach within that team is saying that, no, we haven't been to two finals, or we've been to two finals in the last 3 years. So that's progress. But it's all perspective. So if you guys want to comment on that, I'll first start with Corey, because I think this affects him the most.
Let the other two gentlemen go ahead.
No.
Bro, they're mentioning your team by name. You say make we go ahead.
It was clear that, and I think I even spoke about how Arsenal played that. It was a dogged defensive game. But me, as somebody who can't go to the Etihad to go and win, me, I'll take my points cool and move. But a team that is constantly scoring and constantly winning will be like, no, let's play to win. And I'm sure maybe probably a Liverpool or a Real Madrid, because, you know, those teams, they're there. They would play to win. So I'm asking for your perspective, whether it's something you agree with, or because I want to see whether you utter the words, yeah, that nigga was right.
It's complete bullshit. It's complete bullshit. You won a league by 2 points. Calm down. It wasn't you don't win a league in one game. Speaking from a you that he is talking, we took 4 points off your team. Like if you when you came to the Emirates, when you came to the Emirates, is it when you came to the Emirates? You had what points something XG. You not do anything. They didn't do anything. Like they came there to win or anything. Pep came to play tactical chess plus Arteta in that game. So I don't know what he's standing there talking about. You know, we had that mentality. Yes, I understand what he's trying to say in a sense. Say, if you give City small chance, then go step accelerator top, and they have proven that over 4 years. We are also trying to build something, not with 115 charges, but we are trying to build something. You like they stand there, they talk. It's about mentality. We won again. That's some bullshit, bro. He just wanted to take a jab, and he took it, and everybody has caught on to it, and it's called. But I mean, I think it's complete bullshit because no league is won in 1 year. And you see, he like the talks. How many games against the top 16 teams, against their closest rivals, they couldn't beat a lot of them. So I don't know what he's going on about. You know, we had the mentality to go into every game to win. When Aston Villa was scoring them, it was mentality that they go there. Make it not bring that bullshit. I'm not even going to entertain it.
Yeah, I agree with Corey 100%. It's bullshit. If you don't think so, if you win, you go fit talk whatever you want, and everybody will take and say that be the truth. Because like Corey said, Arsenal took 4 points off City this season. So how are you telling me that you will get more points? You get fewer points from me. Me, I approach it because I approach one game with the wrong mentality. So like I don't get the logic. Like I'm still struggling to understand. Me that you play, you get 1 point from the two games. Me, I get 4. You send me home like because of my mentality. Wrong.
What are you on?
Like I don't get it. And like we've seen big teams change approach to get a certain result plenty times. Real Madrid go park their bus against City just to qualify in the Champions League. If Real Madrid open up, then go tear them inside. We all know this. Like City themselves. At Liverpool's best, back when Liverpool, if they play you, they will blaze you 4 inches. We've seen him go and be more conservative against them. So it'll not be some new concept way like we see. Like we've seen big teams adapt to certain situations before. Like Arsenal will be the first team they do. And it's like you're implying that, okay, so if you know they play a certain type of football, you know if you win the title. Because basically he's implying that like if you're a team, even if you're like an Ancelotti in the Premier League right now, competing with maybe a rival team, you can't win the title because definitely Ancelotti is somebody who adapts to certain teams. Ancelotti no will go play City for Etihad and open up. That's just the type of person he is. There are certain managers who are reactive and there are certain managers who are proactive. Me, as you guys know, I don't subscribe to any style of football. Me, I just subscribe to the winning style. Like whatever you need to do to get results, I support it. So if he has coming with that angle, you are basically saying that if you be a certain type of manager, then you like it's not the right way to play football. And me, I don't like that kind of mindset. So for me, You can't say that to a team that got 4 points off you. You, as we did it this season, you know, beat any, the only member of the top six where you beat the United. United, everybody go beat me. Like, we beat United right
everybody
now.
Everybody did.
Right now, beat United. In fact, if you don't beat United, that's where we go shop for you. Because anybody, Crystal Palace and things all load before. So, yeah, like, if you just if you bullshit, honestly, I agree with you.
I'm not even here. I'm being forced to watch the trophy list, so I will tell you after the call.
I see where you guys are coming from, but I just think he just chose the wrong example. Basically, I get what he's trying. Arsenal are very good teams, and they took us all the way.
So be the English in order to be speaking.
He said the only difference between Arsenal and City is the mentality. That would be the only difference. And it's not a lie. Are you saying Ayopo get better mentality past the City players? No. See, Guardiola started to talk this thing, say, oh, we are focused, we are locked in to win the title. It won't be today. The City players, and started to interview them, the time they started to win, they've won 9 matches on the stretch. 9 games in a row in the Premier League. The time they started to talk this thing, they say, for us, all we are focused on is winning the league title. And we can all agree that they've played that way. The only game in the last maybe 3 months that will say, City, they look shaky. Be the one before this one, the Tottenham game. That's the only game they played. And I was like, they didn't play well, but they got their 3 points. But Guardiola
knew. That Son missing,
bro,
is what won them the title.
We know they go back.
Only Kudus will left these last few weeks. Only Kudus will feel left with his head held.
You don't say Chelsea do on a part TV this year. City no score. We play home 4-4, away 1-1. We play 1-1 for you. So people like you for win the league long time ago. This be the mentality they talk about. Chelsea take points off them, give you. Then you did that, make Villa can't score you for us.
To be honest, City show Arsenal some very hard lesson. Don't play with your food. Don't be now waiting for people to do you favors. And if you want to win the team, win it. Not be favors.
And I think that's the mentality that he's speaking of. That I think you are not ruthless enough. Like for instance, the United game.
I agree.
The United game, you go win 1-0. Why you not open the goal difference gap for them? Because there was a possibility to score 3-4-5 against United. Chelsea, they score with 5. We go tier 1 team for West Ham. But that be the point. And I think that's what... If you be them way, then they your situation. They will never surrender the lead. Never. No. Never. It no go happen. So,
but if you get spiritual leader, so now it happen.
So if you for make Ateta go back to Basque, go take spiritual distance cup this summer. And I think but generally, that's the point he was trying to make. It's unfortunate that he take the Arsenal game because me, already Arsenal fans, they bomb me from that game. The time Jose Mourinho, they play that kind of game, take win trophy. You put a tell, you say, if you pack the bus, it's not the right way to play. Arsenal, them, they're my tacticals for Twitter. They will can't diss you right now. If you go play some tactical 2-2, then we can't diss you. That's not the right.
If you make your fan base learn how you use social media, we go shun the bully.
Make all of a sudden tactical mavuba. You open one show, we say if you open all the list you play now, then they take that same game against you. You open ball, they say you come there, they look your eyes inside, they know they see, say you won't win. You can't hear it, be 1-1 now, it's 0-0. You can't take it, they can't take go out. And if you are, and truthfully, you the talk say you know the fee. one game doesn't change the league, and I disagree. If you don't lose that game against Aston Villa, you win the league. If you beat City at home instead of
There's no guarantee you won't go and lose another. You won't go. It's football, bro.
My point is, I don't agree with you saying that one game doesn't change who go with it. One game.
Absolutely said that. Does. One game, Gofi win them based on one game, lost one game.
Right,
if you have the same stats, which we basically did.
Uh-huh. So all like for Dubi saying for beat City for us.
Yeah, but enough for Dubi.
They didn't lose the league against City. They lost the league against Villa. So like,
but if they beat City and they lost to Villa. If
getting a draw, here's the thing. If Arsenal had gone to City and gone to play attacking football and gotten a draw, it would still have been seen as a good result. So it's not about whether like they played
I don't think it's the type of football he's talking about. He's saying that he looked at my eyes, eyeball to eyeball. He's practically like rising eye like this. He's saying, "Oh, this guy, you know, can't say the guy.
He knows he's shaking.
It is a draw.
He knows he's shaking.
He doesn't see anything. All he see with DB boy, he can't try and get one point.
Because of the 2 points gap, so right now you won't do like because of that the whole season you see something like it depends if you have a different Arsenal and things. But
you see the thing, Massa. You know, like
you know, say the comment be shit.
Your tactical Mavuba chat or if you take this outside, your mentality be low. Where and you see. Based on this, it could go one of two ways next season for Arsenal. Your players could either break down or they could, you know, pip City and win
I'm
the
league.
I'm
not too confident about next season, bro, because going two seasons against this thing with this
mechanism. Come on, man, you gotta believe. You gotta believe.
Nah, set say, I'm strong to the finish. You for finish the team you start.
We'll see. Maybe we see who we sign. We'll see.
Vim.
FA Cup preview is this Saturday. Will we like to watch it together? Yes or no? Because it can either be a bloodbath or it can be something miraculous. Because United in the cup this season has been some way. Casemiro too figure say they've given him fighting way, so he wants to prove people wrong. Varane's last game, Martinez is back. There is some optimism there that you know they can do something. But it's a City.
Nah.
I'm not expecting much. But the way United did this season, I'm not really for expect much. Anything will happen. So we will get the haters that my point of view because people go hate watch like crazy.
Bro, but you see, personally, I need United not to win that game. So I hope that
now what we do, we not suffer enough.
No. Because if people win that game, it means that we will go either we don't go Europe or we go play conference. Oh, Premier, conference team.
But you they take pride in the fact say, oh, you whichever tournament you enter, you will win them. So complete the set.
We go do Juventus on my own, so we know we go opt out. Conference league bad.
Side question: Was Kyle Walker the captain last season?
No, KDB was. The brother was. Gundogan, yeah, Gundogan.
Ah, Charlie, Pep give me six.
Charlie, wrap up this six, you know, you need.
All right, so we will be there at Wembley to watch United take on Manchester City in the FA Cup final. Could potentially be Ten Hag's last game of his United career, or it could be the game that saves him to give him one more season. In the league,
no, Saka.
I mean, I don't know how Ineos. None of us know how Ineos are leading, but then I think they want to get the structure right at the top.
I know how they are leading. Sir Jim, with the culture and the environment. And if you read into
he also won't play possession football. If we have a debrief of the season with the man, where the man still won't do transition, they try. They won't give him the fuck out of there. So. Guys, if we would have to do something special for our FPL winner, I want to double check that right now so that you know I can properly shout him out.
All I want to know is Smiley Day page 2 or Smiley Day Way page.
Tell me the tail end of the season. Me, I stopped the updates my teams. So, hey, me bro. Now, as we watch, as we
the red I get for my team, hey,
Isak score goals. So once I wait, I get up on my team where it'd be like. But I did top 60.
Top
60. If you know way, then you did like 58, 57. You still won't add yourself.
You did top 60, yeah.
I did top 60. Corey, I mean, where's my league? I don't check for you.
Check my league.
I stopped updating in like February. Timber. Or something
better. If I wait that you still caught me. If I no caught you, I will be very, very, very disappointed.
I stopped so long ago. Like my whole team is just like red. Like there's nobody in my team, man.
So as me, I anticipated top five never really changed. But then before she gave special shout out to Chocolates FC.
Okay.
Prince Bedu Edu Chale, you try with 2,483 points. He won the league by 10 points. The next person, Chris FC, is 2,473. Chris Asante. Are you with the money? Money not even did the league, but he did. Catch up there. 2,442. I'll only mention top six. Smiley, go show good job six. But you have a pet there. fourth was Bendover 11 by Denzel Asante, 2,425. And Athletic, Charlie, listen, I don't even mention now. My accent's not gonna allow. I know of it. Click plow. I don't know of it. I can't. I'm sorry. If these guys can laugh at me, that would be.
Mention the person.
But Christine Yanko, that was so you got 2,420. But sixth, this guy had a good question. For Buck. Then go like he lashed me fucking. Mike chop sixth, Big Mike chop sixth, I bet All Stars chop sixth.
Charlie,
2,403. Charlie, big. He tried fucking. The last day, 83 points. 83. Hey. He tried crazy. He tried
crazy. Who the TV side?
Shout out to Kaise. Big Mike and everybody who participated in the fantasy.
You don't see Kaise doing good there last week.
We will try to do something in the off season for, if not the first person, at least like top six. We could try to see if we could do like some live session and some speakers guys can day plus week. Because Euros still good day, so at least we have football.
Euros,
for
Copa America, actually, this summer there'll be action packed Olympics and things. So we can.
Women's football safe day.
But I want to check where my guys are. I scroll down. I know they see.
Me, Charlie, go page 4.
Keep going.
I did
56. Oh, Charlie.
Smiley day bottom 4.
Smiley day top 100. Smiley day top 100. Smiley day 84th. It's day back, but Corey,
that means that
Corey,
my head.
You see, Smiley did top 100, but 101 people with a day the league inside. So I hear that is something. I want to see where Corey is.
Now my watch is complete.
if I caught Corey, I really go show. Corey, what's the name of your team?
I was 82nd.
Oh damn, bro, that's crazy. So me, we're top. I top all you people. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Oh, shit.
Wait, Smiley chop 80 what?
Oh, it's just
Smiley chop 84. Smiley chop 84.
Corey stop the update from. Wait, yeah, Corey stop. Let the record reflect that Corey stop the update February. Smiley, when be the last time you checked?
Yeah, I did watch Corey team. Corey team be beans, fucking. It be beans. You still get Sha for a team inside. I mean, Charlie. No good at all.
Are you proud of yourself?
So I have to go harder next season.
We're not ending.
No,
I don't know. Okay, we are coming to the end of this episode. If you haven't done this already,
you've had 2 weeks to do this. This is my job. Let me do it. Okay. All right, guys, we've come to the end of the episode. If you haven't already, please like, share, comment, and subscribe. Especially on YouTube. We need to get the numbers up so that Charlie can get some things going. Yeah, please like, share, comment, subscribe on where you get your podcast and on YouTube as well. We need to get our money up, Charlie. Summer is coming. right? We want to be able to do, put out more content, get some more stuff out there. So thank you guys for your support so far. Charlie, we'll catch you on the next one. ATW dominates the conversation.
This has been a Gold Coast Reports production. Catch up on episodes and discover more shows from our network on listen to gcr.com.